What Sandberg knew and said was what America knew from the beginning and said from the beginning, and has not yet, no matter what is believed of her, forgotten how to say. Carl Sandberg, the son of Swedish immigrant parents, was born in Galesburg, Illinois on January 6, 1878. Until he was 36, he was virtually unknown to the literary world. But in 1914, a group of his poems appeared in Poetry Magazine. In 1930, an Iowa artist named Grant Wood asked his sister and his dentist to pose for a painting. The resulting painting, called American Gothic, became one of the most enduring images of the decade, an icon of the spirit that survived the hard times of the Depression. Days of rain sometimes trigger a disaster called a rotational slide because it moves along a subsurface plane like jelly sliding from a spoon. In this small town along the coastline, most residents were warned of the dangers before moving in, but chose to live here anyway due to the panoramic view. United we stand, the declaration that gave an entire nation its reason. The cause for which we would battle mightily and live honorably. It's the foundation that never shifts, even when the conditions around it do. The Expeditionary Fighting Vehicle is the amphibious combat vehicle our Marines need and deserve, and it's ready to hit the ground running. Having already undergone more than 1 million hours of R&D, the EFV can enter production in just 24 months. Support our U.S. Marines. Support the EFV program.